Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. Are you ready? Today, when we listen to the second reading, it's phenomenal because it talks about the God of the universe is there to aid us or to help us. That for way too many people, God is this ogre in heaven that just waits for us to mess up. And then as soon as we mess up, you know, he comes and he punishes us and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, there's even people in our very church here that believe that garbage. It's just garbage. The God of the universe is a God of love. That's what it is, huh? This past week I was on retreat, as you know, and we got there Sunday night, and we all day Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all day. We left Father Koseki and I at 6:30 in the morning yesterday and came back, and usually it's a refreshing time. It was more of a time of penance. There was two great priests that gave this retreat, but their theology is a stronger theology. Again, every priest that was there studied in Rome, except for me. You know, so they had an altogether different reality. They're very churchy. We were our clerics the whole time. You know, we spent a lot of time on our knees, which is good. And we sang a lot in Latin, which is bad because I don't know any Latin at all. Zilch, none. I know the Salve Regina. That's about it. And so we'd sing the Gloria. So every time I'd go into this and, you know, there's all these extra prayers and different things. And when I was done, I was exhausted. I was like, whoa. I said to Father Michael, he said the same thing. We need a break from retreat. Because it was doing a lot of prayers, a lot of praying. And for that part of it, you ever sit there, and I don't know about you, but often with me, like I say my rosary every day. I say the Divine Mercy Chapel every day. I do my Holy Hour every day. I do all the offices of the readings and all the offices I got to do. But sometimes I do all these things, and I never encounter God. You ever do that? Where you say your prayers and everything else, and you're just going through the motions. But you're doing it, you're being faithful, which is part of love. That ain't the point. But what the difference is when we do these things, too often we're doing it in our own power instead of the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, when that second reading it talks about, the Spirit is there to help us. The God isn't out to get us. He's there to help us in our weakness. So we got to first of all acknowledge that we're weak people. And then when he prays inside of us, because it says we do not know how to pray. That means me, who is a professional prayer, if you will. That means you have prayed all your life, that we don't know how to do it. Why? Because think about the way most people pray. They pray with the object of getting God to do what they want him to do. See? And that's the way most people pray. They get their little Piatta books and they get all these things and, you know, it sits there and says, if I say these prayers, then God's going to bless me with the blessed vision of the Blessed Mother. Or, we still find in this very day in our Adoration Chapel in the church, those little cutout pieces to the, you know, novenas to St. Jude or different things, and we must leave them there because when you do this after 9 days, you will get what you require. Again, that is not praying the way God prays or wants the Spirit within us. That's praying the way we want, to make God do our will. And that's so different. You know, one of the things we did while I was on retreat is we read the first encyclical of Benedict the 16th. You know what the first encyclical was? God is love. Phenomenal encyclical. I read it, of course, when it first came out because, you know, New Holy Father, first encyclical, oh, let's read this. And I read it and I thought, oh, it's nice, very good. I went through the motions of reading it. Well, and you have to spend 5 days again and again, day in, day out, reading it. It is an unbelievable encyclical. Here's the Holy Father, who used to be called God's Rottweiler, which is a nice term. He was called God's Rottweiler. And now the first thing he ever talks about is God is love. And when you read this encyclical, you realize, wow, he just has such this image of God that the creator of the universe loves us so much. And he says, if you want to know what this title of the encyclical is about, God is love, I invite you to meditate on the hole in the side of Jesus on the cross, where his side was pierced That's what I mean, he says, when I say God is love. That the God of the universe gives everything for us, pours himself out with his own precious body and blood, dies on the cross for us. And so he knows what we need more than we know. He knows what's going to make us happy more than we need to be happy. You know, we think that if God does it our way, we're going to be happy. Stupid. If God does it his way in our life, then we will be happy. We can't see tomorrow. He can. He's already been there. And so our part is to trust in him, huh? This morning when I went to do my prayer time, and I opened up the Word of God, as I do every day, and I asked the Lord to reveal to my heart his Word. Phenomenal verse he gave me today. Phenomenal verse. It came to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, or 17, whichever it was. And it sits there and says, cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. It's giving to God all that we are. Surrendering to God all that we are, all our needs, but not telling him what to do, but giving them to him and letting him do as he wills with that, huh? And so that's what happens when we surrender to the Holy Spirit. So when we pray the Holy Spirit and we pray in the Holy Spirit, we let the Holy Spirit take us up into the very intimacy of God. Here it is, the very intimacy of God. It's about relationship. And then when we pray in the Holy Spirit, then we look at the God of the universe and we say, you know what's best. And see, the difference is, if we listen to the end of the second reading, is the Spirit will lead us then and pray for us according to God's will. So, when you and I pray, and we're praying for our will, that's when we get upset. That's when we get crazy. But, when we're praying for God's will, that's where we find peace. So again, if I ask you if you're praying every day, as I normally do, and we go through and we go to confession, even amidst all you people here, how many of all you people here, when you come to confession to me, and you don't say, and you don't pray every day? Well, Father, let me give you a hint. For the rest of your life, there should never, ever, 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 ever be a day you say you don't pray. Come on. Are you serious? You don't pray every day? Really? If you don't pray every day, I would submit to you, the reason you don't pray is because you see prayer as a burden. You see prayer as something you must do to appease the God who will be angry with you if you don't do it. You see it as a routine you must do to be a good person. So when you go to pray, it's a burden. When you go to pray, it's like, oh, I don't want to do this, but here I am. That's praying in yourself. But may I suggest that when you pray in the Holy Spirit, then you will be refreshed, as we talked about a couple weeks ago. When you pray in the Holy Spirit, then the God of the universe will say, come here, cast all your cares on me, because I care for you. When you pray in the Holy Spirit, you are brought up into the relationship of the love of God. And so, if when you go to pray, you come to know that the God of the universe holds you and loves you, I'll bet you there'll never be a day you miss prayer. Because it's the deepest need in our heart is to be loved. I'll bet you that once you come to know that this is what prayer is about, when you surrender it all to the Holy Spirit, and you let the Spirit of God bring you into this relationship with the Father and Jesus, and then he says, now you just trust me. Come here, let me hold you. And now you trust me. When you pray like that, prayer is not a burden. It's not something you must do every day or Father Larry will get mad. It's something you desire with all your heart because it's being with the one who loves you more than anybody on this earth. Nobody on this earth, your husband, your wife, your mother, your father, your son or your daughter, your boyfriend or girlfriend, none of them love you as intimately and as much as God loves you. None of them. None of them have gave themselves completely for you with that hole in the side of Christ where blood and water came out on the crucifix. None of them have loved you that intimately that they've given their life for you. None of them will ever be able to love you that way as much as Christ does. This very day on this very altar under a picnic roof, God will give you his life. Is there anything else he could do for you? It's all here today. So please, let's listen together to that second reading. We don't know how to pray. Know it, believe it, make sure you surrender to it. You don't know how to pray. So the Spirit's going to come and He's going to help you. He's the Paraclete. He's the helper. He's going to help you pray. And when you surrender to Him in your daily prayer, He will lead you in God's will. And God's will ultimately is so that you will be happy forever. That's His will. You may have to go through some garbage now, but always know that He loves you more than you love yourself, and He wants you to be happy forever. Your job, my job, is to trust Him. That's what happens when you really pray. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Please. Thank you. Let us proclaim now our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and of earth, of all.